Today's message is called, We Must Choose. See, make no mistake about it. God Almighty has given you and I the choice to choose who we would serve and how we would live our lives before Him. And some of us decided that we can choose to do whatever we want, thinking there's no consequences for the choices we make. While the consequences may not come immediately, they will come if we make the wrong choice. No, it's not easy to submit ourselves to God, to give up the freedom to decide to do what we want to do with our lives. But only by submitting ourselves to God can you and I be assured we have eternal life. God gives us choices, but we must decide. This was made clear to us when the Lord had a conversation with Cain. The Lord asked Cain why he was angry, why his face was downcast. That if you choose to do what is right, then you will be accepted. But if you choose to do what is wrong, then sin is going to try to master you. And though God lets us choose, He warns us to be careful of the choices we make. If we choose to follow God, we would be turned from our wickedness. If we choose to follow the Lord, we'll live in a land blessed by God. But if we choose not to follow God, it will cause us to not pay attention, to not listen to Him. And even after we're called and chosen, we have to choose God's ways of leading His people and not our own. Christ Jesus teaches those who are called to lead to take care of how you choose to lead. We can't lead by lording over God's people or by exercising authority over them. We must choose to lead as a servant, leading like the Son of Man who did not come to be served but to serve, to give His life. You must choose to lead like Jesus. See, the Lord teaches us that even though we made wrong choices in the beginning, doing whatever we wanted to do, if the Lord calls you, you can still be chosen by God. Peter, after making the wrong choices in life, was called by Jesus to follow Him. Peter had to choose to accept Christ Jesus, and so do you and I. Go with me to John chapter 21, verses 18 and 19. See, God wants all to be saved. And even if we make the wrong choices in life, God can still call us to do His will. John chapter 21, verses 18 and 19 says, I tell you the truth, when you were young, you dressed yourself and went wherever you wanted. When you're old, you'll stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you don't want to go. And Jesus says this is to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. Then He said to him, follow me. See, God gives us choice to decide how we will live our lives. But He tries to help us to make the right decision. The Lord says, be sure you don't choose to associate with sexually immoral people. Make sure you don't choose to associate with those who are greedy, or idolaters and slanders, or a drunkard, or someone who is swindler. The Lord says, make sure you don't choose to live a life in the fertility of your thinking so your thoughts are not darkening, causing you to live a life that is separate from God. He said, be careful how you choose. So it does not cause you to indulge in every kind of impurity which causes you to desire continual lust. God has given us a choice to make regarding the type of life we will live. Will our choices cause us to be corrupted by deceitful desires, living deep in sin? Or will we choose to live a life that is of righteousness, holiness, one that does not give the devil a foothold in our lives? So God has given us a choice to make. Will we choose to live our lives full of anger and rage and malice and slander, using filthy language? Will we choose to live our lives in the newness of Christ Jesus, being renewed in God's knowledge, ways, and love? God has given us a choice to make regarding what we teach others about God. Whether we teach what our own mind makes up, which leads to a doctrine that's not of God, or will we choose to teach it in accordance to God's word, acceptable, and teaching respectful and control and faith and love and endurance. God gives us a choice to make regarding leadership. Will we be a true shepherd of God? Or do we choose to lead because others have put us in a position and given us a title? Will we lead in a way that makes us greedy? Or will we lead God's people because we're willing, because we're eager to serve, because the Lord has called us to be an example to His flock? God has given us a choice to. He says that we must decide who we will serve. God's word teaches that if we choose the Lord, then we'll find delight in God Almighty. So when we pray, he will hear us. We be filled our vows before him. See, God will be with us. If we decide to follow the Lord, what we decide will be done, and light will shine upon us. We must decide who we will serve. We acknowledge our guilt and our offenses, Lord. We ask you to teach us what we cannot see. So the wrong we've done, Lord, we won't do it again. See, if we decide to serve the Lord, it can't be based on our terms, but based on us having a repentant heart. We must choose who we will serve. Got a choice to make. We have to choose if we're going to trust in God or ourselves, or we're going to trust in others. See, the Lord says, if you choose to trust in me, I will teach you true and reliable words, and you'll be able to give sound answers to those, because the Lord is the one who taught you his word and ways. See, the Lord said, in choosing to serve him, we must choose to turn from our evil ways and evil practices. He sent servants and prophets again and again, but we decide not to listen, to not pay attention to God. But if we choose to listen to God, we'll be blessed in the Lord. And the Lord will give us land, and he will cover us, and he take care of us. See, we choose God. We can't decide that things must work the way we want. Like the Israelites who thought they could decide things because they were from the seed of Abraham. They did not understand that God can raise up a stone as a child of Abraham. The Lord said we must choose to do good and produce fruit before the Lord decides to cut us down. See, we have to choose if we're going to live a life by faith or not. If we're going to have faith in God or in ourselves, or we must choose. See, the Word of God teaches us that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, then we will see mountains move in our lives. The Lord will work on our behalf, and nothing will be impossible. See, we must choose to serve God the Father. We must choose to serve Christ Jesus all the days of our lives. We must choose to believe in God. We must choose to have faith in Christ Jesus and not allow doubt to creep into our faith so mountains in our lives can be moved. We must choose to believe and have faith in God. See, you and I have a choice to make. We must choose who we're going to serve. Go with me to Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 to 22. See, we must choose to believe. We must choose to have faith. We must choose to never doubt God. No matter what's going on in our life, no matter what situation we're in, no matter what's come up on our bodies, we must choose God and have no doubt. Matthew chapter 21, verses 21 to 22 says, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to this fig tree, but you could also say to this mountain, go and throw yourself in the sea, and it will be done. If you believe, you will see whatever you ask for in prayer. So you must choose to be a devoted follower of Christ Jesus from the day we repented of our sins to the day the Lord calls us home. We must choose to believe in God. We must choose to share the word of God with others, whether it takes a long time or a short time to persuade them to give their lives to Jesus. So we have a choice to make. Who we serve and who we follow all the days of our lives. See, we have to choose Jesus over the circumstances. We got to choose Jesus over the problems. We got to choose Jesus over the sickness. See, we got to choose to follow God no matter what our situations or circumstances. See, God's word says that if we choose to fully follow Jesus, we'll be made rich in every way, so there can be generous to in every occasion, which will result in thanksgiving to God. See, through us believing and having faith and following and saying that we trust in God, you and I will see miracles and we'll see wonders done. But we must choose. We must choose to share the word of God with others. See, God's word says that we choose to follow God. If we choose to follow the Lord, we can no longer allow obscenity to come from our mouth. We can not allow foolishness to still flow from us. We can't allow coarse joking to cross our lips. We have chosen to live a moral life, to be purified by the Spirit, and not allow greediness to be found within us. We're chosen a goal that is higher than us, that allows us to take part in the inheritance of the kingdom of Christ Jesus and God the Father. See, you and I have made the choice to follow God, to follow His Son, Christ Jesus. We've chosen to take off the filthiness of this world and put on the full armor of God so we can stand against this devil's scheme. We've decided to not allow struggles and rulers and authorities of any power of this dark world or spiritual forces of evil to cause us to abandon the fact that we have chosen to obey God's commandments. We have decided to follow Christ Jesus. So we made a choice and we must live up to it now. And choosing God is important that we don't choose to worship God in any kind of way. No, you and I have chosen to be obedient to God. Now, we're chosen to follow His word. We're chosen to follow His Son, Christ Jesus. We're chosen to seek God's dwelling place. We're chosen to worship God in a way that will be pleasing to Him. See, you and I got to see this. And now that we've chosen God, it ain't up to us to decide how we're going to worship. It ain't up to us to decide how we're going to go to church. See, now we must follow God's will and way. Choosing God, we have to make sure we're taught by someone who is called and chosen by God. We have to chosen to live our lives according to God's word. We need a servant of God who's truly connected to Christ Jesus and God's Holy Spirit. Go to me to Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 10 through 11. And choosing to seek and serve God, we cannot choose to follow someone who is not being led by God. Deuteronomy chapter 17, verses 10 and 11 says, "You must act according to the decisions they give you at the place the Lord has chosen. Be careful to do whatever they direct you to do. Act according to the law they teach you and the decisions they've given you. Do not turn aside from what they tell you, to the right or to the left." See, you got to have a right servant of God teaching you. So what they say to you is what God would back up. See, you and I got to understand this. There's so much folly in this world, as the word of God says. See, but you and I got to latch on to the true teaching of God. So we'll stay to it. We'll follow it as God has commanded us to do. Not turn it to the right or left because we don't believe. See, in choosing God, we're choosing not to boast about ourselves, but about God. And choosing God, we're choosing to speak God's truth and not our own. And choosing God, we're choosing to reframe ourselves, to not think or speak of things that's not spoken or revealed by God. And choosing God, we choose to control our body, to produce fruit that is pleasing to God. We choose to make sure we're ready at any time to depart this world and be with the Lord. We know that this is not our home. By living on this earth, we're chosen to surrender ourselves to Christ Jesus. See, in choosing to be faithful to God, we accept the fact that nothing in all creation is hidden from God. There's no thing that's come up on us that God did not know about. There's no sickness that God don't know about. See, there's no struggles that God don't know about. See, we believe that. We're chosen to believe that God knows everything. We're chosen to live our lives knowing that everything is going to be uncovered and laid bare before Him to whom we must give account to our lives. We're chosen God. We're chosen to be obedient. We're chosen to follow. We're chosen to change and be like Christ Jesus. See, you and I made the decision. Now we got to own up to it, see. We got to live our lives like we made the right decision to follow God, to follow His Son, Christ Jesus. We have a choice to make. Who we choose to serve, ourselves, this world, or will it be God? In choosing to serve God, we're willing to give our lives over to Him, to change our thinking to be like in God, to be in line with God's will. If we want to see better days, and we want to have hope and eternal life, then we must choose God, not this world and not our own plans, but we must give ourselves over to Christ Jesus. In choosing God, we have to arm ourselves with the same attitude of Christ Jesus, who's willing to suffer in His body for the good of all. See, if we choose God, we cannot live the rest of our lives here on earth seeking human desires and pleasures. But we must choose the will of God over all our circumstances. Even when it comes up in our mind, it must be the will of God that you and I focus on. We've chosen to follow Jesus. See, we made up our mind. We're going to keep our mind stayed on Jesus. And if we're chosen by God, if we choose to serve the Lord, if we're called to serve, then we'll be good shepherds of God's flock that is under our care. We'll take care of what God has given us. We won't lord over them. See, we won't place authority over them. But through love and kindness, the same love and kindness that Christ taught us, we'll lead God's people. We'll care for those who don't have. We'll pray for those who are sick and those who are struggling in their lives. If we choose God, we cannot be greedy for money, but eager to serve. We chose to do things God's way, not our own, not like somebody is teaching us, not by some other doctor, but by the doctrine of God, by God's word. We're chosen to do what God has called us to do. Praise God, we've been given a choice to make. Who are we serving? Who are we following? Praise the Lord, Christ Jesus came to show us to choose to follow the will of God over all circumstances and situations. Thank you, Lord, you came, Lord, not to do your will, but do the will of the Father. You came designed not to drink of the cup, but you choose to do God's will over your will, God. We must choose to follow you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We must choose God. We must choose to follow Jesus. We have a choice to make, not only to accept Christ Jesus, not only to accept God's word, but to walk in God's ways. We must choose to do what God has called us to do every day. It doesn't matter how you feel about it. See, you must choose to read God's word. You must choose to go to church and fellowship with God's people. So you must choose to understand that, God, my life is not my own. I've chosen you, God. Therefore, I must give myself over. I must surrender my thoughts. See, I got to surrender my desires. I got to surrender. I'm choosing you, Lord. You call me. I want to answer you correctly. So let me choose God over the desires I have. Let me choose God over my behavior. Let me choose God over my reactions. Let me react in a way that would be pleasing to God. When circumstances come against me, when sickness and the devil is coming against me, let me choose to respond like Jesus. To have a heart like Jesus, even when I'm down and sick, but not to be angry, not to be mad about anything, but understand this is God's will and way in my life. I choose to serve God, no matter what my circumstances and situation. Like Paul said, whether I have a little or I have a lot, I still choose Jesus. I still choose to follow my God. Let's choose God's truth. We must choose God's ways. We must choose God's son. We must choose God's discipline on our lives. We must choose that we want God's salvation. We want God's everlasting life. We want eternal life with God. See, we're choosing to follow Jesus. We choose to serve God. We choose you, Lord. We choose you, Father God. We choose you because you called us. You chosen us, God, from the beginning. You chose us, and Lord, we must answer. We must respond as a servant and say, Lord, I accept your will and ways over my life. I choose to follow you, Jesus. Father God, I choose to do your will over my will. I choose to do what's pleasing to you, God. No matter when people come against me, I still got to know that I am a servant of God Most High. My decisions, my responses and how I react to things in this life matters because I've chosen to follow Jesus now. I'm not a child of the darkness. I'm a child of the light. So everything now has to be done in the light of Jesus, in the face of God, that I now respond to situations and circumstances because I choose God's will over mine. Lord, I ask you to help us today. We're saying that we're accepting your will and your way, God, but we're not choosing to be like your son, Christ Jesus. We're not choosing to respond in a godly way too many times. We still respond in the old way like we used to be, God. But if we're choosing to serve, God, we've decided that your way is better. We've decided that your word is true. We've decided that your spirit has all dominion. So we've decided to follow your son, Christ Jesus. And we decided that our life is not worth anything. The only thing that matters is you, God. Your will and your way, God, is the only thing that matters. And we've decided to follow. We decided to be a child of God. Every day, every night, every second of the day, you and I must choose Let's choose how we're going to react in here. See, we got to choose because the devil's not going to stop. He's going to keep pressing you to test you. So you and I got to choose when we're in a situation. We got to choose when we're dealing with people at our job. We got to choose when we're dealing with situations in our marriage. We got to choose when we're dealing with kids and our kids and the things that's happening in their lives. See, we got to choose to do things God's way. We got to choose to take control of our lives. Control ourselves and not being raised. We've decided to follow Jesus. So we chose love over hate. We so chose forgiveness over revenge. And we decided to follow Jesus. And you and I must choose God's way. Father God, we thank you in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, God, for calling us. Thank you, Father, for accepting us in your Son. We have decided to follow you through your Son, Christ Jesus. Through your word and your spirit and your ways, God, be upon us. Lead and guide us and help us along the way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.